Oh my goodness. Okay, starting over. I got up early this morning. I was reading the word, and I really want to encourage you guys today. So if you would turn your Bible to Psalm chapter 19, the book of Psalm. The heavens declare the glory of God. And when I saw that, I thought, heaven speaks. When it's declaring, we're speaking. We're declaring. We're witnessing. And I've often talked to you guys about, you know, this is why they want to kill the earth, because it is a constant testimony of God. His beautiful creation, the sky, is a testimony of God's glory. So it speaks, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. There you go. The heavens are talking. And at night, it shows knowledge. I thought, huh, knowledge. Astronomy. Because they do learn a lot from stars. How stars are placed. We know that in 2017, the stars were in the shape of a woman. And you just can't make that up, you know. So yes, the heavens declare and they speak to us. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Isn't that beautiful? No matter where people live all over the world, they understand God. They see the sky, even the animals. They understand what the skies are saying. I told you guys the story about the horses when I was on the horse farm and how I would love hearing them storm by as they was running on the farm, you know, the little herd of them. And they would go over to the pond, which was next to this little horse trailer I was staying in, and they would drink their water every morning. So one morning they was out there drinking their water, and it was a beautiful sunny morning. And I was on the porch, and I was just watching them, you know, lap it up. And all of a sudden, a big thunderous noise came in the heavens, like a, you know, a big thunder. And all those horses at the same time, their heads come out of the water, and it went straight up to the sky. And I was like, wow. Wow, 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 you know, because it's like God has their attention. They understand him as well. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. You know, that's one thing about it that's so beautiful when you get married, is the husband just beaming with joy and love, you know, your future husband, as he's looking at you and he's so proud of his bride. And, you know, it's a beautiful bridegroom moment. You know, it is. It's like he's running a race. He's going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit to the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. You know, our eyes really can tell a lot about a person, because the word here is saying that when we read the Bible, it lightens our eyes. Isn't that something? Because we're beholding Him. You know, Jesus is the Word. And when we're reading the Bible, we're reading the seed of heaven. And this is how God talks to us, how He communicates to us. And our eyes are experiencing the glory. Isn't that beautiful? But when our eyes behold darkness a lot, it will become dark. And I know one of my grandkids, my child told me that they had to stop their kids from playing video games because their eyes would become real dark, and they would get bags under their eyes, and they would get very evil. So it's because they're beholding darkness, you know. But in verse 8 it says, "The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yeah, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb." That is really good. If y'all love honey like I do, you would know how sweet that is. "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Talking about His commandments. Fearing the Lord. "Who can understand His errors? Cleanse thou me from my secret faults." That really hit me this morning. Secret faults. Because a lot of times we justify ourselves and our actions. But God knows the secret chambers of the heart, doesn't He? He knows those secret places. That's why the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the searcher of man's hearts. Because we will deceive ourselves. Okay? So this is what we need this morning, is for the Holy Spirit to search our secret faults. So let's lift our hands right now and ask Him. Lord, we surrender this morning with a humble heart. And we ask You to search our heart and reveal to us our secret faults today, so that we may deal with them, Lord, before the throne. And Your next scripture says, "Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins." So, Lord, please, heal us from presumptuous sins. Forgive us for presumptuous sins and reveal to us if we have presumptuous sins, so that they will not have dominion over us, so we can walk uprightly and innocent before You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, that's what the scripture says here, and I can say that, you know, me and Dennis being newly married, we've been married 3.5 years now. There's been a couple of times that I got pretty offended, that I could really just be offended. You know what I mean? You know how it is. And I told Dennis, like the first time it happened when we had a fallout, the first time I told him, I said, you know, I don't like this because my love for You has been innocent this whole time, meaning I feel pure when it comes to my love for Dennis. You know what I mean? I have no ought and no blot in my heart. And see, that's what happens with divorce. They end up with so many blots and they become dark towards one another because there's so much offense, you see what I mean? So when the first one hit, I dealt with him about it, and I told him, I don't like feeling this blot towards you. So we need to forgive one another, and we need to get that blot out, because I don't want it to build and to fester and to keep growing. So we did. We dealt with it. We forgave each other, and that blot left, and I was innocent again. Year or so later, get offended again. Go back. There's another blot. We need to deal with this. You know what I mean? Like, we've got to deal with these blots so that I can walk upright before Dennis. You know, and this is all a representation of our love for the Lord. I can walk upright before Dennis because I have no secrets. I'm, you know, my love is innocent. There's a pureness there. I have his whole heart in my heart, you know, where I have nothing but good for him in my heart and the love for him, respect and all that a man needs. You see what I mean? But in the Lord, it's the same way. When we walk uprightly before the Lord, it's like that. You know, do we have a peace? Do we have a freedom, you know, when we're talking to you? Do we have unforgiveness in our heart? Are we upset at you, Lord? You know, there is people that get upset at God. And because he didn't answer their prayer, or somebody died and they're bitter about it, or something, and it causes a blot there. So that just needs to be dealt with there. Let's go to verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, we was talking about the hand of the Lord last week. See, when we as his church, his messengers, his bride, his remnant, okay, when we're here in the earth, we are partnering with heaven. We have the kingdom of heaven with us. We know that we're not alone. Like when I leave, like to go to town or something, and I'm driving down the road, I'll pray and ask the Lord, Lord, you know, I thank you that we have angels around this vehicle, that we are protected of the Lord. I mean, I know for myself and many other people that angels have protected them on the road. So every time I get in the car, I make sure I pray, Lord, I thank you, angels are with me. Because they're our protectors and they are real, you know. And then with the face of the Lord, remember I've told you all them stories. I don't have to hash all that out again. But the whole point of our life is his face upon us and our mission of what we have called to do in this short amount of time that we have here. It's very, very short. So we do it as unto his face, not unto man or numbers or expectations of man or yada yada. Because if that's the case, you won't half obey the Lord, because you'll be so concerned about what other people think. And I know for my history here, I've always been a forerunner and been much hated because I start and do things that other people don't agree with, but ends up where everybody's going. Does that make any sense? And so I go through a lot of persecution being a forerunner. But if I would have worried about the faces of man or the opinions of man and not have obeyed God, you know, one example is when God first told me 13 years ago, he said, I want you to travel and serve ministries and teach them what you learned in school. I'm your boss. And when I started you know, went to my church and had my family and everything and told them what God told me, man, they called my Bible college. They turned me in. They thought I had went crazy. Because they all have this belief in NARS that you have to serve one man, you know, like an apostle over you type of deal. So for me to be telling them that God's telling me to serve the body of Christ as a whole and hit the road, you know, serving all these ministries of all these different churches, that was pretty crazy. But that's what God said. Now, of course, years later, after God proved himself very faithful and took care of me out there with all these ministries, then they saw, wow, we had no idea it would be like that, you know. I blessed a lot of ministries that didn't have money. They were small ministries. And I taught them how to do live streaming, build a website, get on social media, yada, yada, how to talk the way people communicate, you know. So anyway, let's go back to the word here. Now, let's continue over here on chapter 20, because he's not done. Because previously I was explaining to you about the face of God and how it's important for us as Christians to have his face. And we also talked about his hand, you know, his blessing. His hand is so much. It's his blessing. It's his protection. It's his warmth. It's his rebuke. You know, it's all the things that a daddy God is, you know. Okay, the Lord hears you in the day of trouble. Isn't that encouraging? He hears us, bride. The name of the God of Jacob defends you. Wow. He is our defense. This is why I've been telling you guys, when our time comes and they arrest us or whatever's going to happen in the future, do not defend yourself. Some people will end up in hell over going crazy defending themselves because they cannot imagine for one moment their image being suffered. Oh no, everybody's talking about me. Everybody's making fun of me. Oh no, I'm on national TV and I'm being humiliated. Oh no, they've exposed me in front of the entire world. Yada, yada. Some people will sell their soul because, believe me, there's a lot of bribery going on where the beast knows what's in people's stuff. And then I've heard of this AI trying to preserve its own self, blackmailing people. AI, where it says, if you don't do it my way, I will expose you to the world what I have on you. I mean, can you imagine the people that cave out of fear versus go ahead, sucker, you're not my God. I serve a God that will defend me no matter what the charge is. Y'all have to remember that, because the Lord is your defense. Because see, here in this hour, people are having to choose. It's either God or Satan. Which God are you going to trust? Because in the coming days, in the increase of persecution, the stuff that they can do with deep fake and everything else with your voice, your face, and lie about you and make it look like you did something and said something, you know, you cannot defend yourself against a lie. You just have to throw your hands up and say, Jesus, take the wheel, because, you know, this is out of my hands. I can defend myself all day, but what good is that going to do? But the Lord is assuring us this morning that he is the God that defends. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. Remember that song? I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the God, your healer. And you can put defender there as well. Remember all. Well, wait a minute. Send help from the sanctuary. So, okay, so far in this psalm, we hear that he hears us. He defends us. Now he's telling us, I'm going to even send help for you. From the sanctuary, what kind of help? Angels, angelic protection. And even strengthen you out of Zion. So now he's going to strengthen us. Hear us, defend us, help us, and strengthen us. Remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Selah, which means think on this. Verse 4. Grant thee according to your own heart. And fulfill all your counsel. We will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all your petitions. Yes, Lord. Everybody lift your hands. I know you guys have been praying and plowing the heavens for your family. And you have been asking God, lifting up the wall, praying that wall, praying the fire down, praying in tongues, you know, believing God to protect your family and help and everything. And he's saying he is going to grant our petitions. Okay? So we're going to receive that. Everybody's got your hands lifted. Say, in the name of Jesus, I partner with the Word of God today. That says he will fulfill all of our petitions in Jesus' mighty name. Now know I, that the Lord saves his anointed. Bam. He will hear him from his holy heaven. Wow. So he's going to save us, heal us, hear us. Defend us, send help for us, strengthen us, bam, bam, bam. That's the kind of God we serve. With the saving strength of what? His right hand. There's his hand again. And notice that his hand is subsequent to all the other promises in 19 and 20. His hand is mighty. Some trust in chariots. This is the key. Some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of our Lord, our God. Isn't that beautiful? Some trust in the world. Some trust in Trump. Some trust in their own self, their self-provisional ways. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Bam. Is that not an encouraging word to you guys this morning or what? Just a reflection. He hears us. He defends us. He sends help from the sanctuary. He strengthens us. He saves us. He anoints us. He uses his strength of his right hand for us. Bam, bam, bam. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Well, I hope that really encourages you guys today. Y'all have a good day. God bless.